You are now listening to a ZSD production. For more information, go to zsdnetwork.tk. Hey guys, this is Zachary Denton from ZSD Network. This is a ZSD production, and this is called the ZSD Podcast. A lot of ZSD stuff, guys. And if you don't know me, I am a YouTuber guru, that is, a blogger, a podcaster, and basically what I do is I cover all things hip-hop, technology, art, and just really things that you guys want to talk about. And if you ever want to talk to me, please email me at zsdenton@aol.com. So, let's go ahead and get started into this. The first one was very embarrassing, but we're not going to talk about that. We're just going to move forward. We're going to go into some hip-hop music and go ahead and get that out of the way. So if you don't like hip-hop music, go ahead and move past this one. So Kanye West, I don't know, for those underground hip-hop fans, if you didn't know, Kanye West did this thing called Good Friday, where he would release a track every Friday, which was really cool. I really liked it, and it was all high quality tracks, and it was just basically a way to promote his good music record label. Well, he did one for Christmas, and there was a lot of debate over this, if he was Illuminati or not. Of course he's not. He just uses pictures that involve God, and so everybody is saying that he's Illuminati somehow. But he just released a song called Christmas in Harlem. And it features the following: Cam'ron, Jim Jones, Vado, Sci-Hi, The Prince, Pusha T, who else? Music, Soulchild, Tiana Taylor, and Big Sean. So yeah, I have not listened to it yet, but I'm sure it is great. I just wanted to say that it's out there. So just so you know what it is, this is sort of interesting. Cleveland radio station removes LeBron James reference from Jay-Z's Empire State of Mind. So that's pretty funny. So basically what they did, they just took out the part where he's talking about, if Jesus is playing LeBron, I'm paying the way, Wade. So that's very funny to me. And they got this picture of him talking to, and I think they're just ticked off because not only did he leave Cleveland and that was the only good player they have, no offense to Cleveland fans, but when he came back to Cleveland and he got that so many point league, it was crazy. So the dust in your face, that's what I'm going to start doing to people. My new things, guys, are ninja kicking people. You should really try this. It's where you just stomp your foot and then you just slap them in the face. So that's a ninja kick. It's like you're kicking through the ground and hitting them in the face. But anyway, that's what I'm going to start doing. Just start throwing dust in people's eyes, like, ha. Ah. So that's pretty funny to me. So let's go over to some tech news. This is on CNN.com. You can also find this on my blog at ZSNitten or ZSDNetwork@TK or ZSDenton. Sorry, guys. ZSDenton.TK. I can't even say my own website. But Google just launched the Nexus S smartphone, and it's supposed to go up into space. So let's read this article. Google's new Nexus S smartphone has launched, literally. To celebrate the release of the Nexus S, Google employees constructed several hobbyist-style air balloons, each containing a phone, and sent it to orbit. In a company blog post chronicling the nerdy stunt, Google's Zhiwang wrote that the project was intended to help some tests of the hardware sensors in the phone. But this could just be a front to convince their bosses they weren't goofing around. or it could be related to a project Wang mentioned in an interview with New Scientist last week. Google is in talks with a UK satellite manufacturer about contributing the core technology in the Nexus S to help build small satellites. According to that report, the phone is a powerful enough, Wang told the scientific publication. Google said it recovered all 7 capsules from the test run. At least one of those reached higher than 100,000 feet, more than 20 miles. So that's very interesting to me. So basically what happened, guys, is, if you didn't understand from that, I don't know how you didn't, but Google just for work purposes, I'm doing quotations with my fingers here, work purposes, they launched 7 phones in a capsule out into orbit of the Earth. It went up 20 miles or 100,000 feet. And they recovered all of them, so there's no risk of debris or anything. And so their technology is so impressive in this smartphone that people in the UK, they're trying to make UK satellites out of the same technology that is in the phones. So I thought that was really, really, really cool. And I'm definitely thinking about buying a new Android. I have the Samsung Acclaim from US Cellular. I really want to upgrade, but hey, I have to get a little bit more views before I can do that, guys. So let's go over to the next thing, guys. I'm just reading off my stuff. So so apparently there's like, you know, the iPad, of course. If you didn't know, now you know. I don't know how you didn't know. But there's this contraption called the Endemix 2. It's a music tablet, so you can make all of your music. If you're a music production type of person, you can make it's a music production software or hardware, my bad, for $700. It's a beta hardware. You can go buy this. I will put the link in the description or whatever I put this on. So let's go over to some more depressing news. So here's the headline. This is from Kotaku.com. The police arrest a man accused of stealing consoles from a kids with cancer. Sorry, guys. That's my phone. My loud phone. But, so let me go ahead and read this article. Earlier this month, a man broke into a hospital and stole consoles that were used by kids with cancer. Good. Police said they caught the guy. Charles Everett Hinton has been arrested by the Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department and charged with burglary, larceny, and after burglary. Burglary. There we go. Clap for me. And damage to property. He stands accused of breaking into the Levine Pediatric Hematology and Oncology Center and stealing 5 video game consoles. If found guilty, Hilton, who is also a convicted sex offender, is going to have a fun time in prison explaining why he's in there. Wow. Guys, tell me, how long do you think he should be in there? I feel he should be in there. They'll probably give him something like 10 to 15 years. I feel like he should get life in there. That is sick and disgusting. Why the crap would you even do that? You're lucky this is a clean podcast and I'm a nice person and my mom probably listens to this podcast. Hi, mom. Hi, mother. Hi, grandmother. Hi, all these people that I'm related to, because I'm trying to act freaking pissed. Oops, bad word. Wait, I don't know. Anyway, let's just move on from that whole sick, disgusting, wrong thing. So anyway, let's talk about stuff I'm going to be putting up anyway. I get on my nerves, dude. I'm sorry. But I am actually putting up some really cool stuff, guys. I'm going to show you how to log into your Windows 7 computer just with your webcam. It notices your little marks in your face and stuff. We're going to do that. I'm going to do a review over Rooster Teeth, if you didn't know about them. It's going to be like a screencast for Rooster Teeth, which is a just sort of like a documentary using my computer screen and going through things like that. I'm going to show you the best. We're going to be comparing blog sites to see which ones are better. We're going to put them together. And I used to run a little YouTube page called Didn't Know Us. It did okay. 6 subscribers is okay, I guess. But it was Didn't Know Us, and I had a really cool, I don't know, I had a really cool project that I spent out of Didn't Know Us. And it is basically, it is called Tech Achievements. It's mine. I had it first. And it was just really fun to do. So I'm going to bring this over to ZS Denton. And we're going to be applying to that, because that is the biggest thing I had there. And so we're just going to go ahead and bring that over. So we're going to start wrapping this up, guys. So I'm going to give you some links at the end of this so you can reach me wherever you want to. All right, to reach me on my website, go to zsdenton.wordpress.com or zsdnetwork.tk. It will bring you to the same site. To get to my YouTube, go to www.youtube.com/zsdenton. Twitter is twitter.com/zsdenton. And now I'm on iTunes, so subscribe to me to find the latest episode. Yeah, guys. Definitely. Also, I'm trying to find a podcast partner so we can go over Skype, do stuff like that. What else am I trying to do? I'm trying to find people to help me on the ZSD network. You can post your videos, be on that YouTube channel, and you'll be a blog poster. You'll have the whole thing, and you can just post there. So it's really cool, guys. Just hit me a call, or no, you can't call me. Sorry. Just email me at zsdenton@aol.com, which AOL is really good. Before you talk crap about AOL, look at their mail stuff, guys. It's really awesome. Also, you can reach me at roosterteeth.com/zsdenton. Final plug. All right, guys. I'll see you later. Definitely better audio quality after Christmas. Bye.